Hello and welcome back to the Mindset Edit. I'm your host, Victoria D'Ambrosio, and thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode. Today, we are talking about how to manifest more luck into your life, lucky girl syndrome, how to just start attracting more good things into your reality. Who wouldn't want that? So before we dive into how to start becoming more magnetic, becoming more lucky, let's just talk about what luck is from even a manifestation perspective and what it would take to become a lucky person. Now, what's interesting is that several months ago on TikTok, the term lucky girl syndrome went completely viral. I believe the first video that sparked this whole idea and now very common terminology was this video with these two girls who were sitting in their car talking about how many lucky things started happening to them when they would wake up and maybe they said affirmations, but at the very least, they just decided that they were lucky, that they were going to have a good day. And then these things started happening. And the premise of the video was like, try this and see what happens for you. And the comments exploded because it would be people who said, you know, I tried this today and so thing happened to me. So basically providing testimonials for those people's experiences, then a bunch of videos, same thing, people talking about their experience. Then there's more videos from people in the mindset manifestation world talking about, you know, lucky girl syndrome from their perspective. And it turned into a whole thing. And honestly, I think part of the reason why it snowballed as quickly as it is because number one, it's a fun concept, lucky girl syndrome. Two, it's like great. Like who doesn't want to be more lucky? And when people are experiencing that, they're going to talk about it. And third, what I think was really powerful is at least from what I could tell, and I did not do a deep dive stalk on these girls. And I admittedly haven't seen this video in months but what I got the vibe from their video was like, these are two regular girls. Like it wasn't like the person who started this video was some sort of mindset manifestation coach who was looking at it from that perspective. It very much gave the vibes of these just like two regular girls who are not trying to like in that personal development speech, which just sometimes some people might feel like, oh, you got something to sell me or trying to push something on me. Just it was more of like, hey, this, I'm your friend, this worked for me, why don't you try it? And I think so many people related to them and then they tried it for the first time, and maybe for a lot of people this was their first exposure into manifestation. Maybe they may not be using the word manifestation to describe what they experienced, but that could have been part of what sparked it so much of like, oh my God, I had this experience because I told myself these affirmations, or I woke up and I decided today was going to be a good day. And it just totally, totally spiraled in the best way possible, right? And it became this thing where now a lot of people, at least who are on TikTok or the internet, even in general at the time, understand when you say the word like lucky girl syndrome. And it's just, you know, now this term to describe, oh, good things happen to me. I'm a magnet to good things. Now, I found it really interesting watching all of this go down from a manifestation perspective, right? Because from my vantage point, I'm like, this is great. I love that people are into this. And also, I'm like, this checks out, right? Because from a pure manifestation perspective, that is what manifestation is, right? You tell yourself something, you believe it truly and fully, and then it comes into reality. That is how manifestation works. Manifestation is simply creation. Our thoughts create our reality, but it's our subconscious thoughts. And, you know, if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you know, the only thing that stands between you and your manifestations are the blocks. It's the resistance. So when it comes to lucky girl syndrome, part of the reason why I think it was so successful is because, well, for a lot of people, lucky girl syndrome at a high level, it's being lucky can be very broad. And that could be good if we're talking about manifestation, because if it's like, oh, I'm just going to be lucky today, and that's what you're trying to manifest, like a good day, a lucky day, there's a wide range of actions or experiences or opportunities that could come into your reality that could be classified as lucky. And that's from like my perspective, that's a good thing, because sometimes the more general and the more broad things are, that makes it so there's less and less resistance, right? So for example, if you were just to say, oh, you know, I want an unexpected gift, that's that interactive podcast episode I've done at this point probably months ago, if you want to go check it out. The reason why I specifically have you do an unexpected gift, well, actually, it's not my exercise, it's me talking about an exercise from Pam Grout, but besides the point, like the vagueness allows for more opportunity. If I was like, oh, I'm going to manifest $10,000 in the next 3 days, someone might have resistance to $10,000, right? Because they might have limiting beliefs around money or what they have to attract that. And so when you keep it vague, it allows more to flow through because there's less likely to be that resistance. And so I think that's what allowed so many people to have success. However, just like with anything with manifestation, sometimes your manifestations are going to come through and sometimes they're not. I think everyone is going to go through that in their manifestation journey. Even your most favorite, most famous spiritual teachers are going to have an experience, I would be willing to bet, where they wanted to manifest something by a certain date and it didn't come through for whatever reason. Maybe they had their own limitations and their blocks, or maybe it wasn't in highest alignment for them. And so the same thing, whether it's you and whatever your manifestation is, or even you with lucky girl syndrome, if you're like, Victoria, I'm not lucky. Well, let's examine why that is. Because in order to become lucky, we must first understand why we are not lucky in the first place. And if you are someone who maybe participated in lucky girl syndrome and you were like, yeah, I tried to be lucky and then nothing good happened that day, like, let's talk about why, right? Because again, with anything you're trying to manifest, it's what you want and then your beliefs around it. And so in order to become lucky, you have to identify as someone who is lucky first and foremost. If your identity and your expectations are, I am not a lucky person, or bad things always happen to me, whether it is in general in your life or in a specific context, that is what you are going to manifest because that is your identity. That is what you expect to happen. And therefore, that's one reason, just one possible reason why you may experience poor luck or just lack of good luck, right? So before we dive in further, I just want you guys to take a step back and be like, okay, I'm being totally honest here about my current situation. On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being lowest, I don't feel lucky at all, 10 being, oh my God, I am the luckiest person alive. Scale of 1 to 10, where do you land? Because for me, a couple of weeks ago, I was thinking about, I was like, I feel like I land around in the middle. Like sometimes like lucky things like happen to me. And then sometimes unlucky things happen to me. It really kind of depends. I really felt like, okay, I really am somewhere in the middle. And just gut check where you are, because in order to become more lucky, we just have to be honest first with where we're feeling. How do you identify? And noticing it from there. And for context, why all of this is coming up is because a few weeks ago, I went through a 5-day tapping workshop with Brad Yates. If you guys aren't familiar with Brad Yates, he's like an OG tapper. He has a bunch of videos on YouTube. He's great. And I was like, oh, I stumbled into this training because I was trying to clean out my Gmail because my Gmail is like, your storage is almost up. And I was like, I didn't even know that was possible. And this is my original email address and I need to keep it. So I'm like going through all my emails, trying to like delete things that are trash or unsubscribe to whatever emails I put in to get my 10% off that I no longer shop there, whatever the case may be. And I stumbled upon this challenge and it really, really got me thinking about this concept of luck and manifesting more luck. Because as we were going through the challenge, which was Brad doing a tapping every single day for 5 days, we were tapping through resistance around luck. And I think that's really powerful because a lot of times we will identify as like, oh, I'm not that lucky, or I'm not lucky at all, or whatever. And it's because we actually have this resistance to being lucky. And out of those 5 days, I would say the two biggest blocks around luck that people have, outside of just identifying where if I'm lucky or I'm not lucky, were feelings of, number one, I don't feel worthy. Like, I'm not worthy of being a lucky person, or that's just not me and I'm not good enough to be lucky. So I would check in mentally and be like, do I feel that way? And two, which is the number one block that I identified for myself as being lucky or unlucky, like the block around it, was that I felt like if I were to be lucky, and I was routing this back specifically for me in my business because that's just my primary focus at this point in my life. It's like, well, if I was lucky in business and just got all these clients or just manifested all this money and it was pure luck, then I didn't earn it. And I was like, ooh, right? the same thing. Like if my video just went like super viral and I got all these followers and sales, like anything like that, if it had to do with luck, I didn't earn it. And I still am working through like feeling like I need to earn things to be deserving of them. Like I have to do something to be worthy, to deserve whatever success it is that I want. And so even thinking through that, I was like, okay, well, that's interesting, right? Because if I feel like luck is like having something lucky is actually negative for me, because then it means I didn't earn it in terms of my business, then of course it makes sense that I'm not going to get lucky in business. Of course it makes sense that even the good things that happened to me in my business, I can point to, well, I did so-and-so thing to then warrant that good result happening, whether that thing that I did was strategic tactical action or more like energetic and mindset. Like I can point to something and be like, oh, this makes sense because of that. Like I did something to deserve it, to earn it, to be worthy of that money. I didn't, like I had to do something for it. It just didn't, you know, stumble into my lap. I was like, well, that's really interesting, right? Because I don't want to feel like I have to do things to be worthy and deserving, right? I don't want to feel like I have to struggle or sacrifice in some way. Like I would like some luck. And so it was in really clearing through some of that, that I realized, okay, there's a really big opportunity here to dive deeper into this, because Brad was great, but obviously it was like a very high level, like large group coaching, like freebie webinar type situation. So he's just talking about, you know, tapping on things that are coming up for people at a high level, but they're not, you know, specific to us. So there's, while it was super helpful and great, I was like, okay, I have opportunities to go deeper. And so that's where this episode is really brought to you from, is this place of like, okay, well, how do I expect myself to be in relation to being someone who is lucky, again, in general or in a specific area of life? And just take a second to really think about, am I unlucky because these things always happen to me, therefore I'm unlucky? Or is it possible that these things always happen to me because I self-identify as someone who is unlucky, or these things always happen to me? And I'll give you an example, is my boyfriend and I. So we have very different travel preferences. I don't know if preferences is the word, but we have very different travel behaviors. I think that's the word. And so for context, my boyfriend is the type of person who wants to get to the airport 3 hours early to check in and do all of those things. I am the type of person who gets to the airport when we start boarding, because I'm like, I just go through TSA and I go on my plane. Like I don't want to spend a lot of time there. And I think a lot of that came from when I was doing consulting. You have to fly every week to your clients. So at least for me, it's very common for us, or all my friends and I in consulting, we get there pretty last minute because you're already spending so much time in an airport. You don't want to spend any extra time than you already have to. But when my boyfriend and I were taking our first flight together, I forget where we were going. Oh, actually, this is when we were going to London last year, and we were like having this debate on when to get to the airport because it was international. So then obviously my boyfriend wanted to go even earlier. And I was like, oh my God, I don't want to have to go that early. And we don't live that close to the airport, so it's not like we can go separately. And I remember him saying to me, like, I have to go early because something always happens to me at the airport, and I need enough time to get there early because something's inevitably going to get messed up. And I just remember sitting there and being like, oh my God. Don't give me that negative energy. I mean, but I was like, that's so interesting, right? Because when I go to the airport, I don't have that expectation. Like truly, I'm like, I'm going to show up at the airport. I'm going to breeze through security and I'm going to walk on my flight. And there's really, like, to me, something being wrong with either security or the plane being delayed or whatever else is truly, in my mind, an exception, not the rule. Because it's not that I've never had my flight delayed or never cut it close with security, but like I don't identify as someone who has had problems getting into the airport. And I've flown a lot. Like, objectively speaking, I've flown a lot, especially compared to my boyfriend. However, my boyfriend goes in, he's like, oh, that's just my luck. Even before we would travel, like we traveled actually together, I remember him getting on flights, or he would get there early and be like delayed, or the plane would like be broken on the, you know, ground, and they'd have to like fix something before they could take off. Like, and he'd be like, yep, this is just my luck. And I remember being like, wow, you really do have bad luck with flights. And then when he had said that, when we were traveling together, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, and especially now looking at it in the context of like this whole lucky girl syndrome thing, I'm like, of course you have bad luck with your freaking flights. Like, that's what you go around saying and thinking. And so now it's funny because when we're traveling, he always says stuff. I'm like, stop it. I was like, I don't want your negative juju. Like, get it away from me. It's kind of funny because I feel like now when we fly, it's like our energies have almost intermingled. And I'm like, so like he gets a little bit better luck and I get a little bit worse luck. And I'm like, ah, just get away from me. I'm going to go on my own security line and go through TSA. But it's funny. Just because, again, that's an example of his expectation. And what else is funny, if you guys want to know, I really want to apply to be on The Amazing Race. If you watch that show, which has a ton of travel, like you're literally doing these like races around the world, and travel is a huge part of it. Like, you have to travel to different countries for different legs of the race. Even within the race, you have to like travel from point to point. If you get into a taxi, like so many people get eliminated because they get lost or their taxi driver is bad. And I was like, Connor, that's my boyfriend's name, I was like, you cannot bring this negative energy juju to be an Amazing Race. I will not have it. Like, We are soaking in the good travel vibes that I bring. Like, you are now taking on my good travel energy, where like I show up, I fly through security, and it is fabulous, right? But again, it just goes to show, what is your identity? So whether it's travel, right, like, or just life in general, where do you expect to have good luck? Even in something as simple as when I go to the gym, I expect to find a parking lot. Or not parking lot, oh my God, a parking spot, even though my gym is just as crowded now in April as it has been since January 1. I thought people would fall off, they didn't, which is great for them, but you know what I mean? And it's what are your expectations? So first of all, what is your expectations of luck? Take a gut check. And then think about, okay, well, what are the conditions that I believe that I can have luck around? Meaning, do I believe that I'm someone who is sometimes lucky, but sometimes not? So going back to what I said in the beginning, where I self-identified, I was like, yeah, I identify as someone who is sometimes lucky and sometimes not. Because even a couple of weeks ago, I somehow managed to get a parking ticket at the library. I was like in and out for 15 minutes. I didn't notice the sign. Apparently I parked in a librarian parking spot for someone who works there. Yeah, that was the only spot available because this is my pet peeve, but people park in the library parking lot to go just in downtown, and they're not even going to the library. And I was like, oh, I was just trying to go to the library. But anyway, okay, look. Oh, I was like, oh, bad luck. But then I'll also have good luck happen to me. This is before I started doing all the tapping on the lucky stuff. And so again, where are your expectations? Because for me, again, the expectations were, well, sometimes I'm unlucky and I get a parking ticket as I'm trying to return my book and be a good Samaritan to get it in on time at the library. And then so that's bad luck. But then sometimes I have good luck. Like, I get parking spots, or I don't even know, like upgrades on flights, or like, I don't know, whatever random other things happen to me. And I noticed that not only is it like a give and take for me, oh, sometimes bad things happen, sometimes good things happen, whatever, but I also realized that I expect that I can be lucky, but it's almost like in my brain, I felt like I had a timer. Like, there's only a certain amount of luck that I was allowed to have every once in a while. Like, you know, like before you can be lucky again. Like, it's not your turn to be lucky. Like, you were just lucky. You have to sit and wait, which is really silly if you actually think about it, because me being lucky doesn't make someone else unlucky. It does. Like, there's an abundance of luck that could go around. But in my head, I was like, not only would I feel like I had to do something to earn it, like, part of that doing something could have been waiting a lot of time. And how I realized this was actually by doing the interactive podcast episode exercise. If you guys want to go back and do it, it's, I don't know which episode it is, but it'll say interactive episode. It's the last one that I did, and it's the 48-hour exercise. because I would do that exercise and it would work for me. And then I would be like, this is great. I'm going to do it again. And then I would do it again, like the next 48 hours. And then either nothing would happen or maybe something small. Then I'm like, I guess that could count, but whatever. Like something like that would happen. And I was like, well, this is weird. Like, why would it work this one time and in such a grandiose way of like such a big, big, big surprise? But then when I try to do it again, like a day or two or a week later, it doesn't happen. And I realized it was like, because I had this limiting belief and I was like, oh, well, you know, because when it didn't happen, I was like thinking about my thoughts around it. And my honest thoughts were, I'm like, well, you know, like I just got this gift last week, so I should be grateful. Like, it's fine. Like, if I don't get another gift for a while, like, you know, I just got something, I should be grateful and just wait, basically, like wait my turn. Whereas like the first time I did it, or when I would do it like months later, I'd be like, oh yeah, it's been a while since I've done that. Let me do it. And then I would get my big grand surprise. So I'm like, oh, I feel like I have to wait a certain amount of time before I'm allowed to get more good luck into reality. Like, I didn't believe that I was someone who could have these like big unexpected things happen like day after day after day after day. And so I share that just for you to think about, like, maybe you don't necessarily think of yourself as lucky or unlucky, but it's like, well, how do you just view luck in general? Like, what are your expectations? Like, oh, I get lucky, but it's only with little things, or I get lucky, but it's only every once in a while, or I only win raffles, or I could find good parking, but I can never win a raffle, or whatever that looks like with you. So that's the other way to like gut check where you are. And then in terms of moving the needle and turning up the dial on your luck, like I was saying earlier, it really comes down to removing your limiting beliefs around luck. So before you can remove your limiting beliefs, it starts with identifying what they are. So like I was saying during that Brad Yates video series, I had identified that a lot of mine had to do with worthiness and earning it. And one thing Brad was talking about, I'll tell you guys the story. So like he was saying, you know, if you find a penny on the ground, you know, you don't have to feel like you have to earn it, because the earning thing came up for a lot of people. He was like, you can just go outside and pick up the penny. And the act of picking up the penny was you earning it. But you don't have to, like, you know, crawl on your hands and knees and then do 25 backflips and then pick up the penny to like be deserving of the penny. And it was funny because we were tapping on like this concept of like good luck, and he would give examples, and a lot of his examples were like finding a penny on the floor, like that is good luck and all of this stuff. And so it's interesting, right? Because I'm doing this tapping stuff with him, and I remember it was a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday situation. On Tuesday, I had watched the replay for Monday and Tuesday, and I was tap, tap, tapping. I was like, okay, cool. Like getting me back in the vibe of tapping. Wednesday, I couldn't make the live call and I hadn't done the replay, because that Wednesday, I remember my boyfriend and I were going out to a restaurant to celebrate me being done with 75 hard, like as a congratulations dinner. He was taking me out to this restaurant. And so we're at this restaurant and we are like sitting at this table, and the restaurant is like pretty empty, but we're sitting at a table that's across from another table, probably because, you know, wherever the wait staff is, like, you know, there are little sections. And so we're just sitting, we're talking, whatever. And the couple across from us gets up and they place something on their table and they're like, here, you can have this. There's, you know, $11 left. Just apply it. And it was a gift card to the restaurant. They're like, we're not from here. We're not going to be back. Go ahead, have it. And I remember my boyfriend, who, as I just mentioned, doesn't not self-identify as a lucky person, was like, oh my God. I was like, oh my God, that's like so nice. And I was like kind of freaking out about them, or about what had happened for a bit. And I was like, that's so amazing. Like, that's so exciting. Like, thank you so much. And like, it's $11. Mind you, this is like a fancy restaurant. We're doing a 7-course meal tasting. The $11 does not even cover the cost of a drink. But all the same, I was so excited. And I only give you guys those details because I think another thing that blocks people's ability to be lucky is that, and I've done this in the past too, but like, we will just like brush stuff under the rug. Like, I could have gotten that gift card and been like, okay, well, that's nice, thanks. But like, okay, it's $11. It's literally not even going to cover the cost of one of our drinks. But like, that wasn't the attitude I took. The attitude I took just naturally probably as a result of the tapping, was like, oh my God, I was just so grateful and excited. And it wasn't until the next day when I went to watch the day three, the Wednesday's replay on Luck, and I was like, oh my God, I'm tapping on Luck. And literally, like, that night at dinner, we go get the $11. And I'm like, oh my God, that's awesome. Like, I love tapping. This is why I love tapping. It's so magical. So I'm tapping. So now it's Thursday. I think I watched just the Wednesday's replay after that. And at that point in time, I was still training for a half marathon. So I had to go for a long run. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to do my run outside. It's like kind of nice out. And I have to run however many miles I had to run. I think maybe it was 7. I don't know. But it was like enough where, you know, the treadmill at my gym has like a timer. So sometimes I can't do it because I'm like, can't run that many miles fast enough to be done before the treadmill timer goes off. And I try to go outside. But the minute I go outside, one of my headphones, even though I had been charging it on my charging station, decides not to work. And I was like, I simply cannot run outside for 7 miles without my headphones working. It's just like, I had one of them working. But I was like, I that sounds miserable to me. I was like, I'm just going to go to the gym and go on the treadmill, because for whatever reason, like, that felt like less resistance. In terms of all my friends, like, they all hate running on treadmills and would always rather go outside, even if it's like freezing cold and raining. And I'm the opposite. I'm like, I actually would rather feel like be on the treadmill. I think I just feel safer on a treadmill because I'm newer to running, but regardless, it doesn't matter. So my point is, I was not planning on going to the gym. So I go to the gym and I like pull into the gym. I got a spot. I was like, oh my gosh, great front row spot. Because it was pretty windy and cold too. So I was like, I clearly think that, like, you know, things are working out. I go into the gym. I find a treadmill, which, by the way, is freaking lucky in and of itself nowadays at the gym that I go to. And I put my headphones in, and all of a sudden, both headphones start to work. Literally nothing changed. This gym is a 5-minute drive from me. Like, I put my AirPod back in, so it, like, technically charges a little bit, but like, it was literally at 0%. I checked it before, something had happened, I don't know, and it started working again. I was like, okay, great, I'm not going to question it. So there's a bunch of treadmills available, and I just like pick one that's closest to the fan, and I get on the treadmill, and I kid you not, there is a penny on the treadmill. And I just start laughing, because literally during our tapping sessions with Brad, he kept being like, oh, pennies on the ground, pennies on the ground. Like, you don't have to do anything to earn it. You just like pick it up. And I'm laughing because I don't see change on the floor anyway, like anywhere. Like, I just don't. I don't leave. Like, I work from home, so I'm home a lot, and it's just not something I come across often. So I was like, how insane is that? That, like, again, and just like another proof into reality that when you start tapping through your resistance around luck and feeling like, oh, but I have to do something to earn it, and like whatever else like that you personally are having around luck, like when you start tapping, things can start shifting, and they start shifting quickly. And so I would just encourage you guys again to be like, where is the resistance to luck? What negative associations do you have with luck or with people who are lucky? Do you look at people like, oh, they're just lucky, like they don't deserve it, or yeah, oh, must be nice for them, right? Like, how do you actually view people who are lucky? Or maybe you have like heard the studies of the people who win the lottery and then they blow all their money after, and you're like, oh, well, or bad things happen, you're like, well, if I get a lot of money, something bad's going to happen to me, so I don't want to be lucky in that way, right? What do you feel like you have to do in order to be worthy and deserving of lucky, or of being lucky? And as you work through those limiting beliefs, whether it's through tapping or any other modality, I guarantee you will start to see shifts in your reality take form as quickly as like immediately after your tapping session. And I think that's the other thing I just really want to draw attention to, is to when you want to start shifting into a reality where you are someone who is more lucky, here is what I would recommend to you. Number one, you have to start identifying as someone who good things happens to. And it's okay if like right now you're like, that seems so far of a jump for me. So like, I know when that lucky girl syndrome thing was going around, people would say things like, oh, say an affirmation like, you know, I'm so lucky. Everything good always happens to me. Everything is working in my favor. Like, great things always happen to me. And depending where you're at in your journey, that may feel really like, ugh, like resistance. Cause you're like, actually my luck is shit. Nothing good ever happens to me and I'm not lucky at all. Like, that might be where you're at and that's totally okay. And so if that is, what I would say is, again, work through those, use tapping to tap on all those limiting beliefs, use affirmations that you can get behind. That's the biggest thing with affirmations. Is like, you have to be able to get behind it. So maybe instead of saying everything is working in my favor, you can say an affirmation that feels more true to you. Like, you know, I'm starting to see how good things can come into my reality, or I'm willing to believe that I can start attracting more luck into my reality. Just something that feels a little bit better than where you are. And eventually you will make your way up to feeling fully, fully lucky, but you just have to honor where you are and take those baby steps. So working through the limiting beliefs, starting to identify as someone who can have luck happen to you, that luck is a good thing. It's not a bad thing, right? All of these things. And when you do start to see good things happen into your reality, anchor into that and acknowledge it. So with the two examples that I gave, right? It was, I got an $11 gift card and I found a penny on the treadmill. And again, objectively speaking, you could look at those things and be like, that's not a big deal. Okay, great. There's a penny on my treadmill. That's not paying my bills. That $11 gift card, that's not even covering a drink here, right? You could look at those things and be really dismissive of them and choose to believe that I am not lucky. Or you can look at these little things, I put little in air quotes, but you get the point. And instead decide to say that it is lucky that I found a penny. It is lucky that I got the $11 gift card. And you can be grateful and should be grateful for those things. And also, if it's hard to get your energy around some of those smaller things, because you're like, yeah, Victoria, but like, I don't know how I'm going to pay my bills. So I don't even want an $11 gift card. Like, I just want money in my bank account. I totally hear you. And so how can you get behind those smaller things? So how can it, instead of being like, oh, just grateful for the $11, like not only was I grateful for the $11 that I got, but I was grateful for what the $11 represented and that what the penny represented. It's not that the penny in and of itself is changing my life. It is what it represented of, oh my gosh, like I started tapping on my limiting beliefs around luck, and literally only a couple, I don't even know if it was an hour. I pretty much ended the tapping session and then went to the gym. However long later, I literally found a penny. Like, looking at how my reality was already starting to show signs and proof that I am shifting into a more lucky version of my reality. And when you can appreciate and energetically get behind those smaller things, that is when the bigger and bigger and bigger things come. I had a client who a couple of months ago, she got a check in the mail for, it was like less than $10. So again, it was like a small amount. And she sent me that picture of the check and she was so genuinely excited. And then a few days later, she had signed a four-figure client. And I remember, because we were working on, you know, similar type of work here around like luck and celebrating and gratitude and creating space for money and all these things. And I remember saying to her, I'm like, I truly believe that you got that client because you celebrated the like $8 or whatever it was that you got in the check in the mail, the same, with the same energy and gratitude that you are now celebrating your 4+ figure client, right? That it snowballs. It snowballs, it snowballs, it snowballs. And so that's the message to you, is that if you don't want already identify as lucky, let's uncover why that is. It's got to be that resistance, those limiting beliefs, those blocks. And one thing that Brad Yates said that I thought was really powerful was, you know, it was something to the extent of, bad luck is just misguided good luck. And if that doesn't make sense to you, think about it in the context of your subconscious mind, right? Or we talk about this a lot on the podcast, where your subconscious mind is just trying to keep you safe, right? So that's why it will cause you to manifest maybe some negative things or self-sabotage to keep you in your comfort zone, because your subconscious truly thinks that that's what's in your best interest. Even though you and I might be like, that's definitely not in our best interest, our subconscious mind is trying to do its job. And that's what it thinks it has to do to keep you safe. So in that context, you know, with luck, it's the same thing. So if you're like, oh, I have bad luck, well, maybe, you know, you believe that having a certain amount of money in your bank account is bad because people with a lot of money are evil and greedy. And so then you manifest a parking ticket. I don't know, like I did, right? It's like, I am looking at that, like, that's annoying and that's bad luck, but perhaps it was just good luck that was misguided. Does that make sense? And if you can find out where that misguided nature is coming from and why your subconscious is creating this misguided good luck that we perceive as bad luck, you can work through those limiting beliefs and you can clear through them. And when you clear through them, then you get to the other side and then you can start to become more lucky. So I know that was a podcast episode way longer than I intended, but to wrap everything up, you can be as lucky as you want. There is no limitation to the quality and quantity of luck that you can manifest into your life. And if you want to turn up the luck dial in your life, then start to just examine what your current situation with luck is, how lucky you feel versus how unlucky you feel, in what areas of your life or a whole. Start figuring out what limitations or expectations you have around luck, what negative associations you have around luck. Start to work through those, whether it's through journaling or tapping or hypnosis or whatever your vibe is, or throwing all the spaghetti at the wall and doing all of the things, right? And start to self-identify as someone who can be lucky and working your way up that ladder of believability in terms of the affirmations and anchoring into that. You could even just do something as waking up in the morning and setting that intention of something good is going to happen to me today, or even universe, show me how good it gets. And keep that faith and choose to see the luck in all the situations, big or small. The more you focus on the luck that you have, the more luck will come into your life. That's how manifestation works. That's how the reticular activating system in your brain works. There have been studies done on this around luck, which I originally meant to get into, but I've already been talking for so long that I'm not going to go there. But there are literally studies where they have a lucky group and an unlucky group. And the group that was told they either maybe have a lucky golf ball or that they are lucky individuals, like they prime their brains to make that group think they were lucky, even though objectively nothing had changed. That lucky group always performs better. Always. So start to show yourself how you're lucky, even if it's a penny on the floor, because eventually your penny on the floor is going to turn into your $10,000 or $50,000 or $100,000 months or whatever it is you are after. So with that, guys, I hope you have an incredible rest of your week. Set the intention that either today, tomorrow, or the rest of the week is going to be a good week. It could be general, like it's going to be a good week. Today is going to be I'm going to have an amazing night. You can set something specific, like I'm going to find amazing parking, and just hold that energy, see what happens, and let me know what luck comes your way in the next week. But until then, have a good one, and I will talk to you in next week's episode. Bye.